Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It did. Praise the Lord. Let's go to James 1, 2. James 1, 2, and we'll start in on our word there today. While you're turning there, I'm going to talk to you about my dogs. I have two dogs. They're purebred German Kleins. They're the middle-sized poodle. They're not minis. They're not standards. They're middle-sized poodles. They're paper dogs. You know, they're worth something. And registered dogs. And I like to use the word papered because it makes you think something. But anyway, they're registered dogs. And so they have fancy names. And Annie, we call her Annie. Her registered name is Toby Sweet Annie. And then Boone's name is Danielle's Boone. So you can see which person picked the dog there. And so we love the dogs. They're good dogs. But I was thinking about my next dogs because someday they'll go to heaven. And when I get my next dogs, I'm just going to get whatever kind of dog that doesn't shed. And I'm going to name them Timex and Rolex. Because I want some watchdogs. What does that have to do with anything? Absolutely nothing. Let's look at James 1, 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying, that was actually an Eric Holler joke. So now you can tell how bad it is. Eric. Anyway, my brothers, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Let's look at the Berkeley translation here. Consider it maximum joy, my brothers, when you get involved in all sorts of trials. Now, he didn't say count it joy when you have multiple troubles. He said count it joy. Look at your problems and start counting. One joy, two joy, three joy, and then laugh at the devil. Ha, ha, ha. Because God's laughing at him. You know, what Satan meant for evil, God always will turn to good if you get in there with him. Always. Church, Jesus paid too high of a price for you to be defeated. He paid too, so ha, ha, ha. Let me read this to you again in the Passion Translation. My fellow believers, when it seems as though you're facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy that you can. For you know that when your faith is tested, it stirs up power within you to endure all things. And then your endurance grows even stronger. It'll release perfection into every part of your being until there is nothing missing and nothing lacking. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? So, you know, we're not looking at the, you're not going, oh boy, a problem, yay. No, you're going, uh-uh, problem. I'm going to start counting my joys. How many of you have ever popped popcorn in a microwave? See your hands. Okay, so it's not really that good for you. And if Virginia's listening from heaven, we're in trouble because she's always like, do not do that. It gives off certain waves, you know. But it is handy. It is handy to do it there. Well, at my house, it takes about 2 minutes and 45 seconds to pop the popcorn. And so you wait for a while. You're watching through the glass, but if you watch from the beginning, you kind of start getting disappointed. Cause, it's going around or it's laying there, whatever kind of microwave you have, but nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. You might get kind of disappointed, but then all of a sudden, pop, 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 pop. It just starts popping all over the place. And then, you know, there's sometimes that the person before you use the microwave, they put it on defrost. And then you put your popcorn in there and you hit the buttons. Cause my popcorn bag says, don't use the popcorn button. It does. It says, put the number in. That's what my popcorn bag says. So, but if that person uses that defrost, then you're there going, and it's not popping until you change the setting. Once you change the setting, then the thing starts popping again. Pop, 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 pop. So you need to check your setting to see if it's right. The defrost is lower power. I said it's lower power than the normal popcorn popping. Maybe you haven't been getting all your prayers answered lately, like you want to. Maybe victory seems lost to you today. Maybe it's been a while since you heard a pop. Here's what you do. Check your joy level. Check your joy level. You may need to get some your rejoicing off of defrost. Amen. You need to set it on high. You need to turn your joy up.
That's good.
Remember I said count it all joys. I know some of you are looking at me. What does she really mean when she's saying one joy, two joy, three joy? I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. You count it all joy in the good times and in the bad times. Count it all joy. Now, the Greek word would be pause, and it encompasses every level of joy because there are levels of joy. And so when you start counting your joy, you would go, to turn it up, you'd go from cheerfulness to calm delight to gladness to exceeding great joy. You're turning it up. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, see, you start turning it up. You begin to count your situation all joy. Then you start with one joy and you brighten up. And then you go to two joy and you get a smile. And then a chuckle brings three joy. Ha ha ha. Yeah, it does. Brings you right up. And then so on and so on until you get to 10 joy. That's what you're going for. You're going for 10 joy. And 10 joy is what Peter referenced when he said, rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's what he's talking about. That's 1 Peter 1:8. The Amplified Bible says, triumphant heavenly joy. You're excited because you win.
Yeah.
Us old timers know this song. No matter what the weapon is, I want you to know that I win. You sing that for a few minutes and jump around, you'll get happy. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, this kind of joy has winning power in it. We're not talking about happy. We're talking about joy. There's a difference there. But this has, y'all, do you hear me? Winning power. When you turn the joy up, there's winning power involved. So, you know, your joy may be simmering right now. Yeah, well. But you can turn it up to maximum 10, if you will. And get the manifestation of what you're believing for. That's when you're going to get the manifestation. When you turn the joy up, because when you turn the joy up, it's faith. You're saying, I know I have it. That's what you're doing. And some people say, well, I don't have anything to rejoice about. Well, let's see what Habakkuk says about that. This is Habakkuk 3:17. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the oil may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may not cut off from, may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation.
Amen.
The Hebrew word for joy is alaz, and it means to jump for joy. Just jump for joy. Now just think about that. Have you watched the kids, the children? They jump up and down when they're happy. Yeah, we're going to such and so, don't they? They'll start jumping up and down. We had the privilege of many years teaching small children, and we would ask them, tell us about your world, and they would each get to stand up and tell about their world and where they were going. And, you know, they were never going to New York or Europe. They were going to Walmart and McDonald's. Yeah, we're going to Walmart. And then here came Disney World, you know, and stuff like that. But there was a jumping up and down.
Yeah.
Amen. They were excited. So jumping and up and down, that's just a part of things. And the reason why you can do that is because you believe something besides what is obvious to your physical senses. You know this. James 1:13, one of my very favorite verses. Let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. God is not your tempter. So you already know that God is not causing the problem. James 1:17, every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. That means he doesn't change. He's not good one day and evil the next day. God has no evil, church. He is totally good. Evil is the dark side. The thief is the dark side. God is always good. He always has good and perfect gifts, benefits for you. And so there's something that may when you're going through a trial, you may not feel so much of those benefits being there, but they're there. And it is just not his nature to tempt, but he gives the good gifts. Now 2 Peter 1:3 says, as his divine power has given to us all things, say all things. Say it again.
All things.
It's not very good. Say it again.
All things.
Amen. If some of your mouths aren't moving, are y'all ventriloquists? Let's say it again. All things.
All things.
Whoop, whoop. Good. See, you can move that mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, let me read the next verse. I'm going to read all of it. As his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceeding and great precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the heavenly nature. Have a cookie. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. It's yours. It's yours. All of these precious promises are yours. They belong to you. Well, I can't have them because I've been bad. It didn't say that. They're yours. You see, if you're not receiving them, it's on your end. It's not on God's end.
That's right.
God doesn't back up.
He doesn't.
Once he came after you, once he got you, he's on. Yeah. You're the one that opens and shuts that door. It's not on his side. Amen.
Right.
God's given us the power through his word to stay in a position of faith. We can do it. Jesus said in John 16:33, these things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. He's already overcome the world. There's a crown of life given to those who overcome. That's what Revelation 2:10 says. How many of you have been to a good theme park? Yeah, we know the one. Praise the Lord. It's going to get good again. I've got my faith out for that. I believe it'll turn around in the time to come. The great ones have rides and entertainment. The great ones have people dressed up, you know, like Elsa and Belle and, you know, those kind of things. You know, they're just great. And it makes all the kids feel good. But, you know, when you go to this park, I haven't been in a long time, but particularly one of them, it's quite expensive. From here, you have to fly there because we don't have one in Texas. And then when you get there, the resort, it's expensive, and getting in is expensive for a lot of people. And in the past, it's been totally worth it. It's wonderful, but it's expensive. But sometimes when you're in there, you see a mother scolding her children because they're whining and crying. And she's correcting them. And you might see her, she'll grab them by the arm and she'll say, I brought you here to have a good time.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a good time, mister. Right? Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am, Margaret. So she just commands that child, you're going to stop complaining and you're going to stop whining and you will have a good time. But here's the next line you hear. I paid too much for this trip for you to be grouchy and complaining. Thank you. It's taken us too long to get here for you to ruin it with your whining. So the little kid sucks it up. Okay. And they start again, stop whining, enjoys the rest of the trip. Now, we know about this stuff. We've seen that happen. And I can just imagine Father has a similar situation with us, a similar problem. And I could just hear him saying, I brought you here to have a good time. And you're going to have a good time. I paid too much for your freedom for you to be bound. I paid too much for your joy to be depressed. I paid too much for your peace to be confused. I paid too much for your forgiveness to be condemned. I paid too much for your righteousness to be guilty or ashamed. I paid too much for your healing for you to stay sick.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
I paid for your freedom with the blood of my son. He paid too much for us to complain and gripe and whine and cop out.
Yeah. Oh, preach. That's so good.
He paid too much.
Oh, man. Thank you, Lord.
He paid a high price, church. His child. His only son. We're blessed to be in Christ. We're blessed. God's saying, I brought you here, now have some fun.
Amen.
One of the greatest things, one of our members, I'll ask them, what'd you do this week? And they'll say, I played. I love to hear that.
Yeah.
So, well, it was a drudgery this week. We barely made it. Have some fun in life.
Amen.
Have some fun with God.
Yes.
And that's not just all down on your knees. That's just not praying. That's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing. God likes to go places with you.
Yes,
God likes to have fun with you.
Yes, he does.
Blue bonnets are popping out all over the place.
Yep.
Look at that, Lord. I'm always talking to the Lord. Look at that bird, Lord. What is that? And Macon gave me a little deal to tell which bird is which. It's pretty cool. A little, what do you call them? App. Look at this. Look at that. What are you doing? Have fun with Jesus. Have some, the guys had fun with Jesus yesterday.
Yeah.
They had a big time. I heard Jesse really had a good time. He did some good shooting. Listen to this. Jesus even prayed in the garden right before his crucifixion. It's amazing to me that you would experience joy and gladness. Right before he went to the cross, he prayed that. John 17:13. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves.
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Wow.
And then there's this. Here's Luke 10:20. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. See, so no matter what you're going through, no matter what the times look like, you should and do have something to rejoice about. You know, here's what you're rejoicing about. You're not going to hell.
Yeah. Glory to God.
You're not going to hell.
That's right.
You know, your best friend could leave you, and it would be sad. It would be tragic. It would be something if your friend said, I don't love you anymore and I'm not going to be your friend. I'm not your friend anymore. You know, like they do on the playground. But anyway, so on. But then you could walk inside and you could say, well, there went my best friend, but I'm not going to hell. Yippee! There's always something to rejoice about.
Always.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. My name is written in heaven, and I can rejoice about that. And we can rejoice because God is a God of the impossible. He can do the impossible. When are we going to believe that? When are we going to believe that all things are possible with God? Because if we believe all things are possible with God, we could get some rejoicing done.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We could go ahead and enjoy life. well, I'm behind and I don't know what I'm going to do. No. We're the head. We're not the tail. We're above. Only. Say only. You know, I say it three times. You're only above. Only above. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. While you're waiting for the answers to your prayers, you can rejoice. And pretty soon you'll hear pop, 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 pop. Pop, 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 pop. Get the butter. Pop, 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 pop. Amen. Butter. Haven't had it in a long time. Psalm 102 says, serve the Lord with gladness. But do you know what it actually says in another version, the Message version? It says, bring a gift of laughter.
Oh, wow.
Bring a gift of laughter. Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Have y'all ever heard that laughter is good medicine? That's scriptural.
It is.
Laughter is good medicine. Have you ever heard of laughter clubs? Anybody? Have you heard them? There's actually laughter clubs.
Wow.
And so they get together to laugh.
Wow.
I mean, we just do that here.
Yeah.
Even to my bad jokes. But we do. But they have a world laughter tour.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? There's a world laughter tour. And they train laughter leaders.
Wow.
Now, in the old days when we were over at the little building, we had Louise. Remember Louise? Some of you remember Louise.
Yeah.
She led in laughter.
She did.
And so when we wanted to laugh, remember Miss Kathy? We'd say, and a lot of times we didn't have to. She'd just break out in it. She'd just start laughing. And she had this contagious laugh.
Yeah.
And everybody would just start laughing. It was so much fun. Louise led in laughter.
Yep.
Louise, come on up here and lead in laughter. And she would just get up there and just crack up. And everybody would just start laughing. And it was so good for us. It was just so good. We need more people. I think we're going to have to train up some laughter leaders. Amen.
Amen.
And the prune faces went, oh, no. You know, but these people who do these clubs, they just say, you know, that the business world, the people are so stressed out, personal money problems, constant negative news all the time. They feel like they need to attack the situation with a laugh. And so, they do it even if you have to force it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why we like, Haha Hankins. You know, he does the ha ha ha.
Uh-huh.
Ha 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 ha. And he's so funny at Mark Hankins, and he just does that and it'll make you just start laughing. And you'll go ha ha ha, and then you go. Yeah, you're just laughing at him. And he's doing a Holy Ghost thing.
Yeah.
He's working on something there. So that laughter, when it starts happening, it's like medicine and it starts healing people. In the natural, laughter releases something called endorphins. And when endorphins are released, pain goes away.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, it just seems like some people's endorphins haven't been out for a long time.
Yeah.
And if they did come out, they'd be dressed like the 80s. Psychologists say laughter is the best way to deal with stress.
Yeah.
Start laughing. Everybody just laugh so hard that you're laughing so hard that you're telling the other person, stop, because you're starting to hurt, because you're laughing so hard. You just need to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
We're just rolling and laughing and God wants to do that. He wants to, in His spirit, He'll tickle you till you laugh that hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could say that. The Lord just reminded me of something. I try about three or four times a week to watch one of Brother Hagin's old camp meetings. Love Brother Hagin. And he lots of times never gets up there to preach. You know, he's just over there going, phew, 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 you know. But I just want to know if you've felt this. I'm not sure I can explain this, but let me give it a try and you try it on and see if it works. When I see them get that weighty presence on them and they get that drunk look,
yeah,
and they're going, I know what that feels like.
Yeah.
Do you? Have you felt that? And you're like going, and they get real glassy eyed and it's real, but I've tasted that. And when they, you know, for someone who's, just in their flesh, when they look at that, they're like, well, they're just chaotic. They're just crazy. But if you've done it before and you've felt it before, you know exactly how that person's feeling. And they're so wobbly, they can't control their flesh. They, in other words, they've let go and let God. And there have just been so many times. Now, I've been there many times. But they just do it. And then you've seen them all break out in those chicken dances. That's what it looks like. What's going on there? Well, sometimes there's a presence of God that causes you to just go completely heavy, weighty. And then sometimes there's this upcharge. And it's a rejoicing upcharge. And you just, and then there's that laughter thing. Now, if you think about the laughter, and we're talking about the spiritual part of this now, you can laugh all the time. But when the spirit of laughter comes into a room, do you remember Rodney Howard Brown?
Yeah.
Now I don't know. I haven't seen Rodney smile that many times. But he would come into a meeting, and he's just talking like this. He's South Africa, and he's just talking like this. And he's just going up and down and talking. And everybody just busts out laughing. Because it's the Spirit doing it. That happened with his ministry for years. And I'm telling you, it pulled the cover off of a lot of things. It broke people through to another level because that laughter, that joy, that inward fountain came up and it changed people's lives. It was so good. There's about five people in here going, oh, Lord, I hope she doesn't try to make us laugh. Well, all I can say is ha ha. But it has physical effects. It improves your health.
Yeah.
It helps your immune system. It helps you fight disease. It lowers your blood pressure and fighting heart disease.
Yeah. Glory.
I believe it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can do that too. Looks like I won't have to. No. About blood pressure. You might want to look up some real truths about blood pressure. That's all I'm going to say. You might want to find out what real normal blood pressure is. Instead of just believing what the American society says it is, who gets fed by the pharmaceutical. If I stepped on your toes, then say ouch and go look it up and challenge me.
There you go.
But you might want to look up what real blood pressure is supposed to be.
That's right.
Because you have to understand, a lot of people just want to take this. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Go ahead and love me. That's all I'm going to say about it. Now, so the best thing is that this medicine here that we're talking about is prescribed by the Father.
Yeah.
Laughter is just good for you. Amen. You can get your blood pressure to lower by laughing. You can get your blood pressure if you'll just settle down and be quiet for a little while and be at peace. Think about Jesus. Your blood pressure will go down. The trouble is, see, is people get, they think they're in hypertension. They get, anytime you get excited, your blood pressure goes up. Just come out of the chaos. Shalom, shalom. And I'm not saying that you may not need something, so don't get all mad at me. I'm just saying you should check it out.
Right.
Okay, so humor, this is my point. Humor promotes good health. Let me read you this. This is good. Humor is defined as a stimulus that helps people laugh and feel happy, while laughter is a response to humor that involves positive physiological and psychological reactions. The positive emotions associated with laughter and humor involves dopamine, the dopamine system of the brain. Y'all know what that is, dopamine? Okay. So, when one laughs, various muscle groups are activated, but the period after the laugh is characterized by general muscle relaxation, which can last up to 45 minutes. That's pretty good.
It is good.
So when you laugh hard with your friends,
yeah.
Did you ever have a friend that was just so funny? Just so, we've had several in our lives. I think about Alvino.
Oh.
Alvino's a friend of ours. We went to Victory Christian Center together and we worked there in the children's department together. They actually took our place when we moved on. He could entertain you all day and just do all this acting and you're laughing so hard that you're saying, stop, stop. Those are some good friends to have.
Yes.
Someone who just make you laugh.
Yeah.
Someone who just want to tell some jokes. Someone who just wants to be happy. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Just make you crack up. I kind of feel like Amanda is a bit of an actress.
Yeah.
And she can go on and paint some good stories and she can just crack us up and make us laugh. She has the funniest stories about her family. Am I right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my goodness. I remember we were going to preach in Houston and she had us cracking up about one of the, and we were laughing so hard and I couldn't forget about it for days. The stories that she was telling us, they're just hilarious things. But it's so good to have a friend like that that you can laugh with. We used to stay awake for hours making up dumb stuff to laugh about. We created characters just so we could laugh.
Yep.
Y'all have heard some of them. Church, laughter is a language.
Oh, that's good.
It's a language. And you can travel all over the whole world and you'll know what it means.
Yeah.
It means somebody is happy or somebody is joyful. All over the world, wherever you hear laughter, it's the same language. It doesn't change. As God's children made in His image, we have the capacity to laugh all the time. Now, joy, however, it's a fruit of the Spirit, and it originates from a different place. It originates from your spirit. It's not coming from your mind from my crummy dog jokes. It's coming from the Spirit, and it's not from a circumstance. It's from what you know. And, it's from your inner being. Jesus called it your belly. Now that's King Jamesy. It's coming from your spirit man. So it's from that inner place. So this joy is strength. So when you learn to stop asking yourselves how you feel and you get out of bed dancing and rejoicing, it'll turn your life around. Listen to Nehemiah 8:10. Then Ezra told them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to him from whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord, and be not grieved and depressed, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and your stronghold. Joy will bring strength to you. There's so many things that joy and laughter do for you. You just got to get into it. So many things that rejoicing does. It's just a good thing. We need to talk about it more often. We need to talk about it in depth. But we'll just go down the trail here for just a minute. Rejoicing releases resurrection power. I want to talk about that in depth sometime. Not today, but it releases resurrection power. It melts down disease. Joy is the bridge between believing and receiving. As you rejoice, you build a bridge. When you're believing God for the impossible, when it looks like all hope is gone, just know that He specializes in doing amazing miracles and just start rejoicing. God can do that. Ha ha, we win. God can do it. Keep your faith going with laughter. The joy of the Lord irritates the devil. That's one of my favorites. It just irritates him. You run the devil off with joy and laughter.
Amen.
And as we close today, I just want to tell you one more thing. I'll try anyway. We bought some new lamps for the building on the outside, and John will be putting up the last two this Tuesday. It's down, the light shop is down on Main Street. In fact, one of the kids that, their father owns that place, one of the youth come to this service. It's girl. Yeah. Carly. Yeah. So, we bought some lamps from her dad. And so the store is beautiful. Have y'all been there? The light on Main Street. It's really a nice store. But you go in the front and you order the stuff, but when you pick up the lamps, you gotta go to the back. Okay? Okay, so when you drive around to the back, and we were told to go back there, John drove us back there in the truck, and we're gonna load them up, there's a receiving door. And the huge trucks, they back up in there, and can I just say the back of the store does not look like the front of the store. It's rough. You know, have you ever seen the loading docks and stuff where the trucks back in and they'll hit those pads and it's a rougher area. So just, then when we went back there, we kind of like, ah, okay. You know, it was just a rougher thing. But we got back there and we loaded them all up. Everything was fine. We received them at the receiving door. You see where I'm going?
Yeah.
So it just makes me think about the place where we receive what we ask God for. Sometimes it's not very pretty. There's some praising and shouting and some dancing going on, kind of like when the winning team, you get up, you're shouting and jump off your couch or out of the stadium seat when something good happens, but you wouldn't do that at church, but you do it out there. Yeah, amen. But you know, people will take a run or they'll do a silly little scoot or something and it looks a little rough. There's not a lot of dignity to it. You know, some people when they're running, you know, whatever. And you know, not everybody grew up in modern dance who can, you know, do all those things. And so it could look a little rough at the receiving door. Don't despise that.
Yeah, okay.
Don't despise the receiving door. Maybe you're not all polished at your praise and worship. But while you're doing what you're doing, God is backing his truck up. Answers to prayers, finances, or whatever you're believing for gets delivered. While you're doing it, whether you look silly to everybody else. Can I go ahead and tell you a secret? You already look silly to the rest of the world. What do you care? Particularly in here, what do you care? You know you've acted so silly with your family. I used to put on a show with my family all the time. I've had something going all the time. Well, you can certainly, don't put on a show, but you can certainly feel free enough to do what you need to do with your family. Or at your house, or in your car. So what if the next people are using certain sign language in the traffic? You can use yours. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
You're in there listening to, what's her name? Charity?
Charity Gale.
Charity Gale, you know. There's a new, you know, and you're cruising. That's good. Who cares what the rest of the world thinks? Who cares? Who cares what anybody else in here thinks? You can just praise God. You can just take a run. Ron and Pauline, y'all, and Bill, y'all remember Albert? He's in heaven now. He used to take a run in the church as a little guy. Man, he could run fast. And the church was little, so it wasn't very far to run. Remember Vivi? Remember Albert? But he could just run around the church. It was so cool. That's okay. You can take a run. You could jump up. You could just say out loud, glory to God.
Glory to God.
And it just be all right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because while you're doing that, the truck is backing up. The truck is backing up. You get excited about what God can do. He'll get excited about you. And he will not fail.
That's right.
Now I realize many of you are very dignified and you just could not do this. Just practice in your closet. So, wives, if you hear your husband in the closet, then they're going, ho, 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 ho. You're going, go, baby, go, go, baby.
Just let it off.
You're a believer and God is the performer. If you rejoice, you'll see the performance. I'm going to close with this, but some people never receive a miracle because they never get happy enough to receive it. Rejoicing is a choice like everything else. The bridge between believing and receiving is joy unspeakable. What I don't want you to think is, so in other words, God's making me do that or he won't give it to me. No, no, no. This is an act of faith.
Yeah.
How many times have you ha ha ha'd when you didn't feel like it? You lose, devil, ha ha ha.
That's right.
And on the inside, you're crying. Mm-hmm. But you did it anyway. You do it anyway. Because you know that you're on the winning side. You're not going to lose. You're not going to lose. You're not going to lose. And so when you keep saying that, you know what? I'm won. I have won at this. I have won. I've got this. I've got this. I win. I win. I win. You start doing that and then you're all of a sudden you'll go, glory to God. I've got this. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got it? Got something to laugh about? Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Praise the Lord. That's all I say. I'm happy I'll win. I just win. Well, y'all are just so goofy. No, we're Bible believing people. Stirs up your faith. Stir up your faith. Just be happy. No matter what the weapon is, I win. Well, I'm broke. Well, laugh and you'll get unbroke. You will. Yeah, you will. How many rich people have you known that once they were rich, they stayed broke when they failed? None of them. Why? Because they know. They know they'll get it back. They know God will give them an idea. They know God will show them how to do it. There's always a comeback when you know something.
Yes. Yep. That's right.
Amen. I know whom I have believed.
Yep.
I'm persuaded he's able.
Yes.
Yep. He's able. He is able to do whatever I need. Just brighten up in life. Just brighten up because you have the answer. You win.
Right.
Win. You win. You
win.
Win. You win. You don't know my situation. God does. And he's on your side.
Yes, he is.
He's on your side. But he can't get something to you if you're not, if you don't have your receiver open. Laughter, joy is about having your receiver open. Because you're saying, I believe. I'm happy because I believe it'll happen. You're telling the other realm something.
Yeah.
See, when you join in with the devil, then you look like them. And so they're like, okay, we got her or we got him.
Yeah.
Okay. But when you laugh and you stand strong and you say, I've got this because God's got it. He will not leave me. I'm not defeated. And I will not quit. And you start behaving like that.
Yep.
Stop complaining.
Yes. Amen.
Stop complaining. Break the habit. It's a spirit. Some of you have complained so long, it's a spirit of complaint. Ask your wife or your husband to cast that thing off of you and get happy and ask Holy Spirit to go, oh, you're complaining.
Yeah.
Tell you, oh, you're complaining. Complaining is the devil's territory.
That is right, Pastor.
Complaining goes over in the worrying stuff. That's called meditating on fear. That's called meditating on what the enemy can do. I'm not living in that camp.
Nope.
I'm not living over there. I'm living in the victory side.
That is right.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Father, thank you for awakening our people. Thank you for awakening this city. Thank you for awakening this state. Thank you for awakening this country and this world. Thank you for, right this week, you're awakening the youth. You're awakening our children. You're awakening our progress. You're awakening our protection. You're awakening our prosperity. You're awakening our health. You're awakening that as we believe you and stand with you. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Father, I pray for good times. Good times. Relaxing times. Fun times. Playing times. Enjoyment times. Thank you for it, Lord. Well, I don't have any money, so I can't go do anything fun. Oh, yes, you can. And if you'll get some money, if you'll get happy.
Yeah. Walk outside, look at the
book. Yeah. Just to, you know, I have a real dumb joke book in my desk.
Uh-huh.
You have a witness how bad it is. So, but every day I walk out and they work at our house. They have their desk at our house. Okay. So every day I walk out and I tell them a dumb joke and they laugh on cue and then they go, okay, it's over. Thank you, Jesus. They're as bad as those dog jokes. Father, we pray for the internet audience. We thank you that they've joined us today. Father, we thank you that they're in the ha-ha mode, that they're blessed, that they laugh at the enemy, that they laugh for victory, that they laugh to receive. They let that truck back up and deliver everything they need in Jesus' name. Amen. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory.